Hello, I am Black Sheep. I may be different, and so are you. Today's episode is kind of personal for me. And it may not sound that bad, but in all reality, it is bad for the fact that it involves the one thing I definitely love, that I cherish more than a lot of stuff in my life. I mean, not more than people, just... or certain people. I'm talking about my nostalgia. My nostalgia has pretty much been the important thing, in my, one of the most important aspects of my social life, because, I mean, I learned a lot from my nostalgia, way more than I did going to public school than I did from going to college. And it just really hurts me. It really hurt me before I thought it was revived, and but now it's kind of getting gone in a way. And I, of course, want to talk about the MCU, but most of all, Captain Marvel. And before I get into this, I am not a sexist. I think women can be heroes. I mean, my favorite characters in Game of Thrones are women. I mean, they are actually more BA than most women in the media these days. I mean, they have character development. You actually feel things for them, and the fact of the matter is, as a man, I respect them way more than I want to be with them. And putting that point aside, here's what I want to talk about. Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel, the movie, is pretty much a contradicting thing today. Like, you can love it, you can hate it, but most of all, you can pretty much hate it. And it's bad. It's a bad thing because it's a freaking MCU movie. The MCU, one of the biggest movie superhero universes you can have. And, I mean, there are some bad, but there was still a movie, they were still entertaining, and they built them up. They pretty much gave them more, the characters more depth, the story more, pretty much more of a story. And Captain Marvel didn't deliver any of those, to my opinion. I mean, first of all, leading up to Captain Marvel, I was devastated because the trailers were horrible. The press conferences Brie Larson was having, horrible. And people were really, really skeptical about this movie. And they had every right to be. Because of the times we're living in, it is hard to really go to the movies anymore, where most of the time you're basically just cringing or just rolling your eyes, and then sooner or later you just want to get the hell out of the movie theater because you don't want to deal with this. You deal with enough of it at work, or deal with enough of it with your own family. Now, the thing is, when I went to see Captain Marvel, I still had that really bad hope in me. And when I saw it, I actually liked it. I mean, and the thing is, afterwards, I felt like I was wrong. And I really was in a good mood, and I really felt, and I thought my faith was back in Marvel. But then I started realizing that my feelings before were kind of true, because I rewatched the movie, and like after the first time, and I realized there were pretty much a lot of cringy parts, like the over-exaggeration of sexism in the Air Force, the over-exaggeration of stupidness from men. And the whole over-exaggeration of the awesomeness of Captain Marvel. And then And right now, it saddens me. It saddens me to the point that I am just sad. Because I want to like this character. I want to like a female superhero. And like again, I'm not sexist, alright? It's just, I don't like to see women superheroes that are written poorly or have never been interested, in my opinion. I don't like Wonder Woman because no matter how many times you change the things she does, she's just not that interesting to me. She's just the warrior version, the warrior female version of Superman. That's pretty much all she is. She's like Supergirl, but with a different name and different powers. And like I said, I want to like female superheroes. But the thing is, and in my opinion, Captain Marvel is just a female version of Thor, except different powers and a different name. And I'll get into that a little later. So, the main point, I'm sorry I'm taking long with this, the main point of this podcast right now is to pretty much say, give you the top 10 reasons why I don't like Captain Marvel. And so I'm not wasting a lot of time. And if you don't want to listen to this, you can click off. I understand. It's hard these days to fully get invested in an argument. Number one, I'm not going to be counting up or down. I'm just going to just name 10 things that I find very cringy about Captain Marvel. All right. First off, Captain Marvel used to be a dude. I mean, he didn't get a sex change or anything. The original Captain Marvel was a dude. And if you don't know your comic book history, his story was by far one of the best Marvel stories in comic book history. I didn't read it, but I've heard so much good things about it, and I do want to read it someday. I mean, he died of cancer, and what I've heard, he was a very noble hero. And to die of cancer was sad. It was very sad to hear that a superhero can die of cancer. And in that comic book, The Death of Captain Marvel, it sounded sad to me. It was emotional, and I really want to read it someday. And we'll get to the other part of why, of the other part in a little bit. His replacement is pretty much a slap in the face, because I mean, a woman version of Captain Marvel is not a bad idea, but if you just make her out way more different than the original, it doesn't really. Well, first of all, Captain Marvel was all about protecting people that he have grown to adore. Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel just wants to prove feminist agendas. I hate to say this, but that's what I see. She just wants to prove that women can do anything. Instead of just watching over people, instead of saving people, she is basically just having her own agenda, and it's been like this since the beginning. And that just goes to show you that Captain Marvel has never, Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel's, mind you, has never been famous. I mean, her books have been canceled and rebooted around 12 times already. And if 5 times is not enough to tell you, then 12 times is just a big shout out to your face that you need to stop trying to promote this character. Because, in all honesty, Carol Danvers is bad. I mean, not bad, just not really a good character. Now, the second problem I have of Captain Marvel, the movie, is the fact that it does force the SJW politics down your throat. I mean, I thought they were subtle at first, but they are in your face. Because, I mean, they're acting like they're acting like in the 90s or before the 90s, women couldn't vote, women couldn't do anything. That was just BS to me. Because I grew up in the 90s, and there were a lot of female-led movies in the 90s. Alien, and countless others I can't remember. But there were female lead heroes, and there were women doing good things during the 90s. And that's just what I didn't like, is the forced politics down your throat. And I'm gonna get to another point. The third point I want to make is the fact that the movie is just basically Guardians of the Galaxy, except worse, like boring, but only if it had Drax in it. I mean, Drax is a good character, but if he's in a standalone movie, he will ruin the movie. And add everything else, you know, the music, the atmosphere, it would all be good, but Drax would still be the worst part of the movie. And in my opinion, Carol Danvers was the worst part of the movie. And so now, here's another point I want to make, which is the fourth point. The bad representation of the United States Air Force, or whatever it's called. I mean, I don't want to be offensive, but the Air Force, whatever. Anyway, in the movie, it just keeps flashing back to the men in the Air Force, pretty much telling Carol Danvers she can't do anything because she's a woman. And in my opinion, that is way over exaggeration. And it's a bad representation as well, because in the army, of all areas, you are going to get ridiculed. And you are going to get made fun of. And the thing is, you kind of have to. It builds your character up. It builds your strength up. And the fact of the matter is, the people you're training with or fighting with, you maybe have to count on them in the field. I mean, but if you go off claiming they're the bad guys and they're the worst things humanity has to offer, they're not going to save your ass. Pardon my French, but they're not going to save your ass if you're going to act like you're the biggest victim of all. When in the army, it's pretty basic to be jerks to each other. And that's just the way the army is. It is trying to build up your thick skin. Because when you go out into the field, no matter where you are, you're going to experience stuff that is not that you won't experience in high school or in a gang or whatever. You experience real shit in the army. And that's the main thing I hated about Captain Marvel, was the bad representation of the army and the Air Force. And the next point I want to make that I hated about it was the fact that the storyline was basically bashing Trump. I mean, I'm not pretending I'm a Trump supporter. I don't care about politics. But you're basically, you know, the Kree are basically keeping up borders, and the Skrulls are victims, refugees. And, I mean, I don't have a problem with helping people or other aliens. But if you're trying to make a movie based on Orange Man bad and everything, I mean, it doesn't really count. It doesn't really count as storytelling. It's just, you're just making your own representation of what you see. You're not making what everyone else sees. I mean, if you don't like Donald Trump, that's your thing. Count your losses and move on. Hillary lost. No big deal. And, I mean, just stop. I mean, and even the over-exaggeration is worse. I mean, they're basically making Trump look like a mass murderer. Or making the Kree, who are representing Trump in a way, as mass murderers. And the fact of the matter is, there have been dictators and historical figures that have done way worse than what Trump can do, or what any president we've had ever done. And there, and one of the other points I want to make in this one is the fact that they pretty much, the CGI is basically bad, and that's just a, that's a minor point. I don't care, pretty much. The CGI still look real to me, in a way, but we'll get to that another, we'll get to that, like, maybe later. And all in all, if I trailed off a bit, I'm sorry, but I just don't want to get into a lot about Captain Marvel, because there's a lot of problems with the with Carol Danvers, with her, with Captain Marvel, and to me, she's just another Ray or another Mary Sue. A female with no, that knows everything, is given everything, and is basically cannot fault be faulted because, you know, women cannot seem to take the fact that they're just as human as men are. And, I mean, like I said, I think women could make good superheroes and good characters. Game of Thrones isn't a good example. And, I mean, in a movie I saw before Captain Marvel that I really love and that I hope they can make more. And that's Alita Battle Angel. I mean, Alita may have had the characteristics and some stereotypes of a female, but that's okay. I mean, women are not real. Women, in my opinion, their best strength comes from their from what they are. I mean, they can be. Women, in my opinion, are innocent. Can be, you know, can they can be pure. They can be motherly. I mean, I'm not saying they're innocent. I mean, no one is innocent, in my opinion. But just making a woman too much like a man, that's pretty much telling a big lie that a lie. And it, like I said before, if you don't agree with me, that's I respect you for your opinions, and that's your opinion. But I have got to put this out. And you know what? I'm going to get to this one point about Captain Marvel. She is fucking useless. I mean, she is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. She is. I mean, the movie would have been a better if it was a standalone movie. But no, Captain Marvel has to show up in later movies. And the fact of the matter is, when she was in Endgame, she was only in it for 15 minutes. And when she left in the first part, you pretty much forgot she was even in it. And that's kind of sad. I mean, they're trying to build her up as a memorable character, and you pretty much forgot about her. And when she does come back, she does do some cool stuff. But after that cool stuff, she does a lot of cringy stuff. Like, the stone face, the wooden face. Oh, Brie Larson, change your facial features. Show some emotion. Show some dignity in being a woman. It's like you're not, I mean, you may want to say girl power and everything, but I feel like you're ashamed of being a woman. I mean, you just want to show men up so much that you want to destroy everything that makes a woman a good human being. That can make them a good human being, to be exact. And in all honesty, I'm saying by my point, Captain Marvel is just, Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel is just useless. Now, if it was a man Captain Marvel, it would still be the same thing. I mean, Captain Marvel, in my opinion, is just, it's just a standalone story, in my opinion. And it should stay that way. I mean, no Miss Marvel, no Captain Marvel, just Captain Marvel, and that's it. He or she doesn't need to come back. They made their appearance. That's it. And the last point I want to make on this video is Captain Marvel the movie pretty much did something that's pretty much a big punch in the face of the original Captain Marvel, who had an emotional storyline and was pretty much the best Captain Marvel ever, and died of cancer, mind you, cancer. The worst disease you can have at this in these damn times. They changed his sex in the movie. They pretty much made him a different character, but it's a woman. I mean, I know you're trying to appeal to people, but that is a big slap in the face of a good character. And she didn't even die of cancer in this one. She gets killed by a laser. And that is really pathetic, if you want to know. That's not even a good way to kill a female-centered character. I mean, if you want the original Captain Marvel to be a woman, then find a way. But if you're going to punch the original idea in the face, at least make her go out with a more of a bang. She just gets shot like a mentor in a cliche movie. I'm sorry, but I want, like I said, the main point is I want there to be good female heroes, but I don't think we're going to get them for a while because we live in times where women are pretty much, and even if it's meant to be for the good, they are still being mistreated. Even when it's trying to force politics down your throat. And that's all I gotta say. If anyone has any issues, just leave a comment and I'll read it and I'll respect it. And you have the right to your own opinion. But still, I hate to end it like this, but Captain Marvel sucks. Leave her out of the MCU, and just if you want to remake her again, remake her better. Maybe make her a different Captain Marvel. I don't care. Just okay. I'm gonna stop right here because I don't want to offend anybody. But still, I still believe women can make good heroes, and that my nieces can still become heroes as well. Now I gotta say, I love you guys, my nieces, and I will make more episodes as they come along. If you like them, leave a like or whatever. I am Black Sheep. I am different, but so are you. Good night.